Bernard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air over Wisconsin is bad again. The National Weather Service is posting an air quality alert for most of Wisconsin through noon tomorrow. It's because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. The alert means the air is unhealthy for people who are sensitive to smoke and other kinds of air pollution. Scientists blame climate change for hotter-than-normal temperatures and smoky air this summer. There's concern that new renewable energy projects won't find room on the power grid soon. Mike Moan reports.
The U.S. Department of Energy says to meet demand for sources like wind and solar, the nation will need to expand transmission systems by 60% by 2030 and possibly triple them by 2050. Amelia Serling-Hennis with Clean Energy Economy Minnesota says the nation's current grid system is old and wasn't designed for this newer approach to powering up cars, homes, and businesses.
As we're electrifying things, we're going to need more electricity, and the current system is just not going to cut it.
Around the U.S., the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory says it takes 5 years for the average project to be completed.
I'm Mike Moan.
Talks are underway about returning a Wisconsin soldier in North Korea to the United States. Private Travis King ran across the border from South Korea last week. General Andrew Harrison is with the United Nations Command.
That process has started, but you forgive me because of the very delicate nature of these negotiations if I don't go into any more detail about that.
King is from Racine. He faces discharge from the Army after getting into a fight with civilians in Seoul. The parties involved in the lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's abortion ban want to wrap up briefs by September 20th. They filed a motion in Dane County Court agreeing to a briefing schedule. In the meantime, Planned Parenthood says it's not performing abortions in Wisconsin.
When and if, legal teams say, it's clear that this law is not enforceable, then Planned Parenthood Wisconsin will consider, look at resuming abortion services again.
That's Tanya Atkinson. She's president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She was on For the Record on Channel 3 in Madison yesterday. Republicans are changing their tune about early voting. The GOP is launching an effort called Bank Your Vote. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in Congress support the campaign. This after party leaders spent years raising doubts about the security and validity of early ballots. The Green Bay Packers now own the company that invented the Cheesehead Foam Hat. Foamation is based in Milwaukee. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing at a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers getting ready for the Reds. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game home series tonight against their division opponent, the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee a half game ahead of the Reds in the NL Central. Cincinnati has won their last five games in a row. The Brewers battled the Braves in three close games over the weekend, but came up short with a 4-2 loss on Sunday. The Braves taking two of three games. Pitcher Julio Teheran spent his first nine seasons in the big leagues with Atlanta and was asked if facing his former teammates was fun to do.
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously we are on top of our division and they are on top of there. It's kind of to get that more of what it will be, a playoff game or playoff series. And I feel like we did really good. We were close in every game, and hopefully when we get back there we get another series like this. And it's a lot of memories, but I was just focused on being a Brewers and getting my job done for my team.
First pitch tonight at AmFam Field is at 7:10. The Brewers' Colin Ray facing the Reds' right-hander Graham Ashcraft. NFL, Buffalo Bills running back Nyheim Hines was in a jet ski accident, suffering a torn ACL in his left knee that will require season-ending surgery. The Vikings' first-round draft pick, Jordan Addison, says the reason he was speeding at 140 miles an hour in a Lamborghini at 3 o'clock in the morning through the streets of St. Paul was due to a dog emergency. In Green Bay, the Packers held their shareholders meeting today. Nearly 8,000 fans in attendance inside Lambeau Field. The team announcing that they have acquired Fomation, the company that manufactures Cheesehead hats. Packers CEO Mark Murphy asked about if any fans have complained to him about the team trading Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
I have not heard any complaints. I have, though, heard a lot of positive things about Jordan and that people are excited for the future with him. We'll be younger, but I'm optimistic.
That's Packers CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. Longest freaking Monday of my life, Dominic. But it'll be a happy hour. We'll take way more phone calls this hour. 844-967-2789. Less waning nostalgic, more political talk. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, Dom.
I don't know if I'm nostalgic, man. I mean, 10 years of getting arrested for no reason by the Walker administration. It's not a great memory. It kind of makes me mad.
Does it?
Yes. Yes.
Put a little starch in your undies. I've moved on, Tom. You know, bigger, all right, let's move on. And all that kind of stuff.
Let's move on.
Guess who may have the experience of being arrested very, very soon? And I don't mean the former president for a change. In this case.
Really? Shocking. That's, of course, who was I was going to suggest right off the bat. Who else could possibly be arrested very, very soon, Michael?
Well, I would say his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Yeah. And I see here Meadows being described as either a cooperating witness or a marquee co-defendant. Which do you think it is, Tom? Speaking to MSNBC today ahead of an anticipated indictment of Donald Trump this week. Now, are you aware Donald Trump could be indicted by Jack Smith this week?
Yeah, I think the grand jury meets Tuesdays and Thursdays, perhaps as soon as tomorrow.
Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner, who runs the Justice Banner's Legal Explainer blog, turned to Mark Meadows. The chief's chief, Dom. The former Republican lawmaker from North Carolina, who became Donald Trump's chief of staff, has been largely silent in recent weeks. It's been months, Dom, sparking rumors that he may have sided with the Department of Justice against his former boss. I'd like to spread some of those rumors. I hope they're true.
Right.
It's only been a month since those close to Trump began referring to Meadows using a rat emoji in text message conversations.
The best people.
Now that a January 6th indictment looms, the Washington Post this week and questioned the role Meadows will play. I read the remarkable reporting and buried way down there was, I thought, a really important data point regarding Mark Meadows' status at this moment. Witnesses in the grand jury have been shown a grand jury exhibit. When we're investigating cases in the grand jury, we will put together any number of exhibits to show the witnesses as we try to puzzle through what happened and who should be charged. This exhibit was a grid of communications, text messages, emails, and what have you. And when I saw that, my heart sank just a little. Among the exhibits, the report said was a text exchange where Meadows was making fun of the conspiracy theories around the 2020 election. One was that there was more than 10,000 dead voters In fact, there are about 6 people who voted early and then died after the fact. That's one data point that cuts against Mark Meadows being a full-blown, signed-on, cooperating witness who is now providing all the information to prosecutors about the crimes of Donald Trump and others, Kirshner explained. Because I would show grids of one of my signed-up cooperators, asking them things like, what did Mark Meadows mean when he was using this language or that language? What did he mean by that? I don't know what Mark Meadows' status is. There's reporting he's testified before the grand jury in June. Was he a cooperating witness, an immunized witness, or a hostile witness? We don't know those questions, but one way or another, it feels like Mark Meadows will be a cooperating witness who is somebody accepting responsibility for his crimes and agreeing to cooperate, or he may end up a marquee co-defendant in the January 6th indictment, along with Donald Trump. Kirshner said the text from Meadows made my blood boil. You know, you can't have a little fun turning over the express will of voters. When can you have fun? He said, his voice dripping with sarcasm. You know, no, why not, man, turn over a little small d democracy, Dom?
I don't think Meadows wants to go down for Donald Trump. I think Meadows I think he'll end up being a cooperating witness. If I had to make that action right now, I don't see Meadows going to jail for Donald Trump. Why would you possibly do that?
Who's left for Trump to turn on? I mean, is there a bigger fish than Trump? Because you got to figure between Meadows and Rudy, someone's chomping at the bit to be the first one.
Well, we know the reporting of how Donald Trump feels about his daughter Ivanka, so perhaps he's trying to, you know, set up Jared somehow, some way to be the fall guy. You know what I mean? Get rid of the son-in-law. No, there's nobody left, man. There's no big guy, right? There's no one else other than Donald Trump.
The Teflon Don. Now, well, Dominic,
just like Gotti, you're Teflon until you're not.
Yeah, you think he's Gotti now?
Well, he hasn't been convicted yet, but he will be, presumably. That's my bet. I mean, we want justice. I don't want persecution. I want the facts to come out. I want a jury to evaluate the facts and the charges.
I want him tried. I want him convicted. I want him hung. I want him buried under the jail. All those things, right, Dom? You know, here's an interesting headline. I saw it at the Rasmussen Report somewhere along the years. I got signed up for their email missives. So I got one from them today, and they're sort of a historically Republican outfit, you know, the polling firm, Rasmussen. And here's the headlines at the newest Rasmussen Report. Trump dominates the 2024 Republican field. And it's getting worse all the time. I mean, the closer Trump comes to jail, the more appealing he is in the craven eyes of the MAGA base now. Because, you know, obviously it's a witch hunt. He's being persecuted because he's the front runner, Dom. So the closer he comes to jail, the more they like him. Here are a few of the numbers, Dom. According to Rasmussen, Republican voters overwhelmingly favor former President Trump as their party's nominee in next year's primaries. I mean, can you imagine saying that about some Democrat under criminal indictment? Like, no, yeah, he's our guy.
No, hell no.
He can do no wrong.
I mean, I've never seen Obama flags. I don't see Biden flags. You know, I don't see Bill Clinton flags. What is it with this cult? Like, really? This cult? I was down at the air show. I know you're going to get to a crew, but just bear with me for a minute. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show. Great, great time. Saw the Navy pilots, you know, very, very cool stuff. And as I was down there, we walked down by the water and I saw a boat, and this boat was flying 4 flags and, you know, very Trumpy, lots of Trump flags on this boat. And one of them said, Trump won. I know it. And you know it.
I saw a lady in Plainfield on Friday night at the bar wearing the Trump won, I know it, and you know it t-shirt. And, you know, she was just a couple down. I was watching the Brewer game over her husband's man's, whoever man is, over his shoulder. He was like at every pitch. Oh, I can't believe it. You threw him the fan. I mean, living and dying every pitch. But anyways, this woman, you know, she's wearing her Trump 1 t-shirt, but she says, you know, my husband won't let me wear this in public. I think if you're in a bar. And then he said, I never said that. And she said, well, you did buy it for me. So, you know, it was sort of the family sentiment.
Yeah, but, you know, here's Trump the thing. Sorry, little secret. Trump didn't win. And you bought that thing. You gave Trump money, perhaps. I mean, who knows where that money's going or who's benefiting from the Trump won, I know it, you know it flags. But to the point, I've never seen flags anything like this whole Trump cult from any other Democrat or hell, any Republican presidents. The whole thing is very strange.
Dominic, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 57% of likely Republican voters would vote for Trump. Second place, Ron DeSanctimonious, 13%. He's down 44. Down 44 to a guy who's under indictment in two different jurisdictions. What are we up to, 70-something indictments? Soon three, soon four? A little bit more. Governor Ron DeSantis behind 44. Other GOP candidates, you know, in 2024, Dom, have single-digit support. Former VP Mike Pence, I like to say the Republican base would rather hang him than vote for him. There's former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at 5%, Dom. That's probably good for his debate prospects. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, 4%. Nikki Haley, 4%. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, 4%. Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, he had his moment and it's passed, Dom. He's down to 3%. Never even made it to stage and he's going the route of Marianne Williamson. Did his whole staff quit on him?
I'm curious. What do you think? I mean, statistics are statistics, right? Polling's polling. It is what it is. Those are
Trump is your nominee.
So, but do you think that is the percentage that big because the Republican Party is shrinking?
No.
You know what I mean? How many are turning away, or, you know, some people might have a problem with, I don't know, insurrection.
Buddy, he used to be at like 70-80% of the primary base, right? I mean, this was your incumbent 4 years ago. Now, the fact that he's lost subsequently has turned a few away, that maybe the criminal indictments, but the vast majority of the base, Dom, the Republican base, the MAGA base, the only base that matters, they're going to make him their nominee. He's going to represent the most unelectable candidate in the history of our nation. I mean, talking about a guy who can turn him out for the other team, Donald Trump's your guy. This is going to be the worst bloodbath since, you know, some historical.
Electorally speaking, yeah. We got to be careful what you say. I mean, Trump's literally out there saying how dangerous it would be last week if Jack Smith detains him, puts him in jail, or any of those kinds of, you know, consequences for Trump's actions. I mean, he's outright threatening people. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. For who?
For whoever plays more Iron Maiden in this song.
Yeah, Casper, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I knew he was on the wrong track when he found that devil's radio music. It's the devil's music. Or more accurately, it's Dom's playlist. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can join us. Hour two, Trump is your nominee despite whatever criminal charges you're going to throw at him. It just makes him more better. The best. Or Devil's Advocates. Or better, of the best show ever.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms possible this evening, otherwise mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Sunny, hot, and low 90s for tomorrow. A few storms around tomorrow night. Even hotter on Wednesday, up to the mid-90s. Maybe a storm or two later Thursday. Right now we're at 86.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Give us a call. We got something to say. 844-967-2789. Crudy, talking about Donald Trump, and he, according to Rasmussen, he's up 44 on DeSantis. I found this one from the Foxy News. Casper got it queued up. It's a question. Donald Trump must have been doing this like a town hall here recently. And he was asked about, how's your faith grown since you decided to run for president? Who has mentored you in your faith journey? And of course, it's Donald Trump. You can expect, understand the answer. Bear with us. It's like a minute, just over a minute.
God calls me direct.
God. Here is the question and answer about Donald Trump's faith.
How has your faith grown since you decided in 2015 to run for president? And who has mentored you in your faith journey?
Great question. Such a great question. You know, I've seen heartache and turmoil. I was a developer and I did other things. And, you know, I had a wonderful life before all this stuff. I didn't know what a grand jury was. I didn't know what a subpoena. What is a subpoena?
Oh, you've been subpoenaed.
Life. I'm so glad. They asked me the other day a little different question. Are you glad you did it? You had a great life. Are you glad you did it? I couldn't be more glad. I am so happy I did it because I've made America great. We can do it again. Right now, we are not a great country. We are not a great country. But I've gotten
we're not
to
a
know
great country.
Because of this, evangelicals, I know so many people, and they feel so good about themselves and their family, and they base it on religion. I had never had that kind of an experience where I got to know so many. And Franklin Graham and Paula White. I mean, I know so many people that are so incredible, religious people, and not just Christians, not just evangelicals. You know, when I look at the Catholic faith, you take a look at what the FBI, no, but look at what the FBI is doing to Catholics. They've made them like the enemy. They've made them, it's horrible. How could a Catholic ever vote for a Democrat or a guy like Biden again after the
Joe Biden is Catholic.
Some of the finest people that I wouldn't have had the privilege of meeting if I weren't president, and they're religious leaders, and they really are incredible people.
And that was Donald Trump answering the question, how has your faith grown, and who has mentored you in your faith journey? So there you go. There's your evangelical wannabe president again, not answering the question because he can't.
Dom, who mentors you in your walk with Christ?
Yeah. In my faith journey, man. Casamigos mentors me in my faith journey, Crudy. Come on. I mean, listen, whatever gets you through the night, you know, that's entirely up to you. But at least I could tell you, I don't have faith. I don't need faith to get through the day. I don't need faith to be a moral human being. I understand. I have sympathy. I have empathy. I understand the pain and suffering that humanity goes through. I get that. I don't need, you know, an alien in the sky to pretend that somehow I'm going to be saved in the afterlife. That's not me. But I can tell you that, man. I'm not running for president. And if I were, I'd tell you, I don't have that faith.
I don't have the time, and I don't believe.
Tom, we're doing the UFO show on Wednesday. I've got a guest coming out to the studio. Anyways, 844-967-2789. I also feel bad that Dom's going to hell. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon. Say, you're talking about Trump. You know, Trump is...
Oh, no. What happened to Bill?
What'd you do?
Let's try again. Bill, sorry about that, man. You got cut off.
Go ahead, Bill. Start over, man.
Yep. Go ahead, Bill. We'll keep trying. Sometimes.
844-967-2789.
I think that's Wisco Paul. Let's see if we can get to Wisco. Wisco, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing, Devils? That's me again.
Did you find God in a spotted cow, Paul?
Oh, yeah, every day. Well, every other day, anyway. And then a little Johnny Black once in a while, so it keeps me in a good mood when I listen to... Hey, I just want to say about this about Trump. He didn't even know how to hold a Bible, for goodness sake. It's so fake. It's unreal. And
everybody knows you grab it by the laces so you can throw a nice tight spiral.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you guys got a great show. I just enjoyed the first part of it a lot when you guys got arrested. That was so cool. And
less cool for us living it.
Yeah, it's great in the story, though.
Paul, my family are still suspicious. I paid someone off, and like I really was guilty. Because my lawyer led in court with, my client's guilty, 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 if the question is the conduct.
When you guys got paid off, were you exonerated from the books then? Like that arrest never happened?
I think we should be, though. But no, actually, there is legal precedent in the state of Wisconsin. If you look under Wisconsin v. Crute, not only am I not expunged, I'm the precedent-setting case in the state of Wisconsin. It's in the law books, Paul.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you made history, but it's still, I don't think that's right. You guys should be expunged from that because the state had to pay, what, $75,000 or whatever?
Dom that's got all the money. Dom, I just got the vindication, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, JSO got most of the money, but I paid my taxes that year.
And a bar tab. One night, Dom paid the biggest bar tab I recall in quite some time. It was a fine victory over the man, Paul. It would have been a bigger bar tab had he told the crowd he was doing it beforehand. He just let it happen organically, like at the end. Like, hey, I'm buying. Oh, damn it, I would have had doubles.
That Crudy would have gotten the surf and turf.
Totally awesome. That's just totally awesome. You guys rock. Thanks for taking my call. You made my day.
All right, Paulie.
Thanks, Paulie. Man. You have excellent taste in radio shows. Come back for the greatest show ever, the Monday, longest day of my life. Happier, happy hour. It continues. What comes around goes around.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The White House is slamming Texas for defying a Justice Department request to remove migrant barriers along the southern border. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We actually saw the president's plan working. And what you see the governor doing is dangerous and unlawful, and it's actually hurting the process. It's hurting the process of what we're trying to do.
The heat's proving deadly in Arizona. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
It is dangerous in Maricopa County alone. 18 people confirmed dead this summer. 69 investigations pending. All of those related to heat.
Turns out Carly Russell was lying. Hoover Police Chief Nick Derzis read a statement from her attorney today.
There was no kidnapping on Thursday, July 13th, 2023. My client did not see a baby on the side of the road.
She'd also told police she'd been abducted after the incident, but that wasn't true either. Still no word if she'll face any charges. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control.
105.7 CFW and the TAP FM 93.5. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
93.5.
The Tap.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jay Matt.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday happy hour. Longest day of my life by time increment, which I've been awake. Somebody put on the text line, the longest day of your life was the first day of boot camp. Probably. You know, right. In terms of like the raw energy exerted, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, anytime I spend with you feels like dog years, Tom.
Oh, man, like come on. You know, time flies when you're having fun, man. It flies by.
You know what else makes me feel kind of good for a long-ass Monday? The fact that Bernie Kerik apparently is cooperating with Jack Smith, the special counselor. Bernie Kerik, he was the New York guy, often tied with Rudy Giuliani. But, you know, he was working for Donald Trump. He's supposed to be out there finding all the evidence so they could overturn the outcomes in court. You know,
well, of course, Trump won. I know it. You know it. I mean, I saw a flag, so it must be true.
And a T-shirt in Plainfield. But former NYPD commissioner Bernie Kerik has struck a deal with special counsel Jack Smith to turn over records in connection with the investigation over Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election that originally reported by the Daily Beast. Kerik worked for the president collecting evidence. They should air quote that. Yeah. Evidence of alleged election fraud that had been deemed, let's just say, without merit. Kerik's agreement to turn over the documents to the Department of Justice ends a dispute in which the former NYPD boss initially declined to cooperate with investigators who sought the documents, the report said. Then they probably showed him potential charges. He said, oh, here they are.
Here you go.
Dominic Carrick's legal team had claimed that the request was a violation of attorney-client privilege, noting that Carrick was working for Rudy Giuliani. So by Rudy's cloak of attorney-client privilege, right, he was also accepted. But what about the crime fraud exception, Dom? Is that what did him in here? That Carrick was working for Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, served as Trump's lawyer. Carrick's attorney on Friday agreed to waive the privilege, the report said. Carrick is expected to turn over approximately 2,000 pages of material documenting his efforts to find evidence in support of the investigation of Trump's involvement in election fraud. 2,000 pages of nothing, Dom. Nothing worthwhile. Nothing of the evidentiary sort. Nothing that would actually change anyone's mind, you know, over on Fox News accepting. The Beast wrote, the Daily Beast wrote, the records could prove pivotal for federal prosecutors who are seeking evidence of Trump's decision-making process as he relentlessly voiced baseless accusations the 2020 election was rigged, even though his top advisors had told him otherwise. Not drunken Rudy. Rudy's the one that came up with the bright idea. I got a great idea.
Just say you won. I won. I'm the winner. I won.
Carrick in 2009 pled guilty to 8 felonies in connection with allegations he lied to the Bush administration in 2004 during his vetting process to be Homeland Security Secretary.
The best people.
And then Trump pardoned Carrick in 2020. Who's going to pardon him the next time?
Right.
844-967-2789. Terry from Cottage Grove. How you doing, Terry?
Hi, Terry.
I'm going to sound like I'm completely off the rails because I called after Dom made the atheism comment, but now other things have passed, so it doesn't sound timely. But I did want to give him a shout out from a fellow atheist and say I had the experience once when a friend asked me, so if you don't believe in God, like, how are you a good person? And I was like, because I have a conscience and I'm a good person. I don't need an invisible being telling me don't kill people or don't be mean to people or I'll smite you. Like, I don't need that.
I will smite you with the jawbone of an ass.
No doubt. Terry, listen, I mean, if the only thing keeping you from, you know, wreaking havoc on everybody and everything around you is the threat of eternal damnation, yeah, I don't know if you're really a good person.
That's
the
only thing keeping me honest. Exactly. Who's kidding who?
Thank you. I mean, anyway, that made me laugh. And I'm like, I got to call because I was just like, what? So anyway, I just had to give you a shout out and say I'm with you. I guess handbasket right. to hell.
Terry,
Dom, you and me will get a seat. Yeah, it's already.
Terry, let me play devil's advocate for just a moment. What if you and Dom are wrong and there's really some God out there somewhere? Do you think we're tempting fate with this little radio product?
I lived my life the way true to myself. And if there's somebody that really needed me to be like, he was so sociopathic that me not like giving everything to this person and just being the best person I can be, then I guess I'd rather just go to hell because that God is some kind of sociopath if they're going to send people who are good people to.
Terry, if Joel Osteen goes to heaven, I don't want to go, man. You know what I'm saying? If that's what this is all about, and guys like Joel Osteen and line up your snake oil salesman from here going back, from when mankind created religion. If Joel Osteen gets in, I don't want to be there.
Plus, I don't want to go without my dog, so I don't know how that.
Oh, dogs can't.
All dogs go to heaven, Terry.
Yeah. Do they? Do they? Well, some say they don't, so they don't have souls. So.
No, my little Basenji anyway. I used to have that. She didn't go to heaven.
Mia, Mia. Aww. I'd have sent that dog straight to hell. I hated that dog.
Well,
that was the worst dog this side of Barkley.
I blame her parents. Hey, Terry.
Well, there
thanks
you go.
For the call. And you know what? The other thing, yeah, you know, all these thanks. Republicans talk about grooming. You know what grooming is? Telling a six-year-old you're gonna be burning in hell for all eternity if they don't follow the creepy old dude with the weird collar, everything he says.
Are we talking Elf on a Shelf, or are we still talking about God? Because I've been using that Elf on the Shelf thing. Oh, that worked like gangbusters for a few Christmases there.
Yeah.
You see that Elf? He's watching.
He's watching. Always watching.
You want Christmas gifts, don't you?
And you know, then I was so confused with, like, you know, Santa Claus and Jesus as a kid growing up. I mean, you know, like, hey, it's Christmas time, we get presents, and Jesus died for you. Who? What? But Jesus is always watching. But Santa's is always watching, and you can't spell Santa without Satan. I mean, it's just. It's so confusing to a young kid, let alone a grown-ass adult like me. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Dom, the text line is pretty sure you're going to hell, and dogs do have souls. That seems to be the consensus. People like dogs. They worry more about the dog's everlasting salvation than my little buddy Dominic. Like, oh, if he wants to go to hell, man, you know, free will. Free will, fella.
Free will, man. Come on. If Joel Osteen's going to heaven, I don't want to be there, man. That's not my kind of place.
Free Willy? 844.
I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. Isn't that what Billy Joel said? I'm down with that.
Yeah, but he was chasing some Catholic girl trying to get laid. You know. 844.
I went to Catholic high school, man.
967-2789. I suspect you chased a few of the Catholic girls as well, Dom. CJ from Stoughton. CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Yeah.
I am surprised that I would take your phone call, man. I've been hearing nothing but bad reports about you all across the network.
What? All right, keep it clean, man.
Talking
keep it cool,
trash
CJ.
On the radio. Man, I thought Gilbert Brown was going to come through the radio and kick your ass today.
I think, I probably couldn't even outrun him. You know, but I don't believe any denomination's safe with Dom, but. Back in college, I'm pretty sure of that. But anyway,
was so much equal opportunity for all the co-eds, be they faithful or so faithless.
So much love to give, no CJ. Doubt. So much love. I'm not a slut. I just love love.
I'm glad my daughters weren't even anywhere close to you.
I don't think that would have been a problem, CJ.
Crudy. I'm sure Crudy wasn't exactly a... Let's just say a pew boy himself, either.
Compared to some of my roommates, I was pretty much an altar boy, CJ. Really?
Well, I'm not sure I want to hear those.
Here's the problem, CJ. You know, I could not lie on the phone. I'm telling you a true story because I was incapable of lying on the phone. And I'm not saying it was Dom, but let's just say it was Joe, this buddy of ours. Joe liked to play the field. No, you're different, Joe. Joe liked to play the field, and I mean any field. He was chasing on every field in lacrosse. He had offers out to every co-ed, I would suspect. And he would always date, like, air quotes, date, like six or eight of them concurrently. And then he'd always have, like, the serious girlfriend back home who never knew the better. Except, of course, she would catch him because... Guys like Crudy would answer the phone. Hey, Crudy, is Joe there? Sure, Tiff. Is he there, Tiffany? You know?
No, you can't assume who you're talking to, man. That's rookie move. CJ, Crudy got banned from answering the phone after that.
I was not a good liar, CJ. I never, I try not to lie. I'm not going to say I've never lied.
What?
I'm just not a good liar. Dom's much better at that.
Crudy. You've gotten a lot better at it, Crudy, because I hear you all the time defending our commander cut and run.
Hang on, CJ. You can't just say that and assume we're going to walk over that. You just accused my co-host here of lying all the time about Commander Biden. You have one example of that? specifically?
Specifically? Where
yes,
do I
yes,
start?
A specific example.
About,
yes,
how
go.
About the
you
border
go.
Is secure? How about the border is secure?
What about
how
it? About what did Crudy lie about? What did Crudy lie about, CJ?
He defends him. That he's
well, that's not lying.
Job.
If you defend and someone, that's not lying, the, CJ.
You listen, defend Trump, and the guy is like a pathological liar, and you love his ass, CJ.
Right.
So obviously lying isn't an issue for you. It's just, you know, who's doing the lying? Or would it be whom? Or would it be whom?
To whom?
You know, I don't know if you know, CJ, but Trump had something of a bad reputation for telling a few fishing stories, let's just say, a few whoppers.
Did you hear who Trump said has mentored him in his faith journey?
Pretty much everybody. All the people.
Yeah.
All the people.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. The guy can't even answer a question.
Can I say this, though? Is embarrassing to me that Joe Biden also has truthiness issues. Joe Biden has a habit of telling some whoppers himself. And I'm not sure why some people can do so readily and why some people, you know, you hold it against them. And I know that Trump would lie if his lips were moving. He was probably lying. But Joe Biden has told a few stories that just don't add up. You know, you do the math, you add it up, and you go, that doesn't add up. Joe Biden has a little history of hyperbole, let's say, Dom. That bothers me sometimes.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't want people lying to me, be they politicians or, you know, the plumbers or co-hosts, man. That's never acceptable.
I never lie.
And I'm not a good liar, Crude. I stopped lying a long time ago because it takes a lot of effort. If you're going to, I mean, back in the, let me rephrase that. Back in the old days when you like have to cover your ass about a lie, then it'd be like, oh man, what did I lie about? I forgot what that lie was. I forgot who I told that lie to. So you got to continually support your lie, right? Nowadays, fast forward to Trump mega days, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm 6'4", can dunk a basketball. I'm coming for you. No, I'm not. No, you can't. Doesn't matter. I say it anyway. And nobody cares. I mean, Donald Trump lies all of the time. He can't answer questions. He lied to you about the big steal, man. He lied to you. Fox News lies to you all the time. They're going to pay billions of dollars, at least hundreds of millions of dollars, probably billions when the next round comes through. They lie to you for money.
We never lie to you for money. Don does it for free.
We do it for free.
We're slut liars.
Oh, come on. That's not true. We don't do that.
I'm just not good at it. If I was better at it, maybe if I practiced. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Long ass Monday edition. I'm on hour 15 of super coolness. I can only sustain it for like 24 hours, then I turn into a pumpkin. Come back, more Devils. It's the
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms possible this evening, otherwise mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Sunny, hot, and low 90s for tomorrow. A few storms around tomorrow night. Even hotter on Wednesday, up to the mid-90s. Maybe a storm or two later Thursday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789, our last segment of the day, but stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show, coming up next. Crudy, AP reporting, an Arkansas truck driver who beat a police officer with a flagpole attached to an American flag during the U.S. Capitol riot was sentenced Monday to more than 4 years in prison.
Should have been longer.
What a patriot. I mean, if you're going to beat the cops, do it with a flagpole with the American flag affixed to it, because that means patriotism. Peter Francis Steger struck the Metropolitan Police Department officer with his flagpole at least 3 times as other rioters pulled the officer headfirst into the crowd. The bruised officer was among more than 100 police officers injured during the riot. Steger also stood over and screamed profanities at another officer who was seriously injured when several other rioters dragged him into the mob and beat him, according to federal prosecutors. Steger, 44, of Conway, Arkansas, pleaded guilty in February to a felony charge of assaulting police with a dangerous weapon. As you mentioned, Crudy, not very long. Prosecutors recommended a sentence of 6 years and 6 months. The assaulting rioter here, Steger, gets 4 years, just over 4 years.
Should be more.
But he had it was with an American flagpole, though, man. I mean, maybe that's why they gave it, you know, look, it wasn't a BLM flag. You know, he maybe would have got the 6.5 years then.
What if he was using a thin blue line flag to beat the cop with? With the irony of tacked on a couple of years?
I don't think so.
Now, Dom, we talked about the Rasmussen polling that's got Donald Trump trash in the Republican field, right? He's at like 44% lead over Ron DeSanctimonious, Meatball Ron. Well, here's some other polling, Dom. And apparently the former president has received his target letter from the special counselor. And this polling is about what if he were charged with January 6th crimes? So here it is, thehill.com reporting. Let me share with you and the audience, Dom. A majority of voters see the potential January 6th case against former President Donald Trump as strong and a reason for him to drop out of the race for the GOP nomination for president in 2024. A majority. It's not going to happen. The Harvard University Harris poll showed 57% of registered voters said the federal case against Trump in the investigation into January 6, 2021 Capitol riot and his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential is somewhat strong or very strong. That's 57% combined. That includes, Dom, 87% of Democrats, 47% of independents, and 31% of Republicans.
Ooh, 31%?
A third of Republicans feel like the case is either strong or very strong against Trump. Here's more, Dom. A plurality, 42%, believe Trump is likely guilty of the potential charges he could be facing for his involvement in the efforts to overturn.
And we haven't even seen the indictment yet.
37% say he's likely innocent, should not be charged. And 20% say he might be guilty of the charges he could face, but should not be indicted because the charges would be, let's call it, too political, Dom, and interfere with the 2024 election.
I mean, if you define a charge of, I don't know, you know, stopping the peaceful transfer of power after losing an election as political, then yeah, all those things are, I guess, political, right? I mean, we were going through a political process. They tried to stop that process. I don't know. I mean, call it constitutional. You could call it constitutional. I mean, come on, man. The guy and the plot with all these folks, and now we're getting some heat on the war room, right? The Willard Hotel and the Trump Hotel. Remember how much he loved that Trump Hotel, Grudy? The old post office, man. He loved that thing. He talked all about it. Well, apparently, they had a couple war rooms going on at the time. It was more than just a bunch of people getting caught up in the moment and like flipping over a cop car in La Crosse, for example.
Hey,
man. I mean, I'm just saying those things can't happen. This was not that case.
We can only talk about one of Crudy's prior youthful indiscretions and arrest at any given show at a time.
Okay.
We already talked about the Capitol arrest 10 years ago today, Dom.
Ah, happy anniversary, Michael.
Celebrating our arrest-iversaries.
Arrest-iversary. Terrible. I don't want that to happen again. 844-967-2789. I know we don't have the sound, but I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the DeSantis and the Florida's Department of Education and how they're trying to educate the young folks on what slavery was all about. Did you happen to see any of this? So DeSantis is basically defending this new concept that, well, you know, slavery was probably bad, but you know, on the flip side, they got probably some useful skills, and maybe it was like a blacksmith, for example, and then went on to, you know, other things.
Look, he made some horseshoes at home.
Right. Because of slavery. I mean, you kidding me? They're actually trying to find the bright spots of subjugating an entire population in slavery. Oh, there's some good side to it. Why? And I'm like, well, okay. Let's go beyond that. Tell me what was the upside of Jim Crow? What's a positive redlining? You know what I'm saying? What how about you know, interracial marriage? What's the upside of keeping that illegal? I'd really like to know, beyond just the slavery. Let's go through all the other steps between then and now and articulate for the kids why it was all good. Is it all good?
You know who did that today, Dom? Buck Sexton on the Clay and Buck Show. Effectively said, you know, they're lying except for the truthy part. But, you know, it's no big deal because, of course, the slaves did derive great vocational training from their masters, Dom. Forced labor is a great way to learn a new job skill.
Wow. Wow.
You know,
free cruise, free training. I mean, are you freaking kidding me?
Well, apparently,
what an embarrassment. What an insult.
Apparently, DeSantis asked a couple of black historians to be involved in his project. So it's all good because they got a black guy on the committee.
Oh, all right. I got one black friend, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's just like the Don't Say Gay bill, Dom. They make it up. The media, guys like you, they just misinterpret and tell it all wrong. But all the evilness of Ron DeSantis, all the, you know, they're lying about me. He's at 13%, dude. He's getting his ass handed to him by Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has got like 70 charges against him and more indictments coming. And the number two guy is 44 points behind. Good luck, Mega.
And Trump's not even showing up for the debates. You know what? I'm waiting for the time when D's Nuts surpasses Ron DeSanctimonious. Then I'll know it's Scott Walker time and time for Ron to get out. Folks, thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, perhaps the longest Monday of my life, but it's nearly done. We'll do it for you again tomorrow. Dom, this network ain't done. We got the Maggie Dawn Show next, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, and then Rick Smith, Nationwide. Keep it locked, Civic Media. That's what the Patriots and the God-fearing do.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.